Do I have an unhealthy obsession with Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders? Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Freely admit it. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
She has no interest in me, however.
Of course.
Which is very unusual. Usually, you know, famous stars.
It's the other way
immediately.
Around.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God. Back off.
Huh. It is 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, my brother?
How are you, man?
Yeah, you know, Baba Booey. Good.
Sure.
All's well.
Sure.
All's well that ends well.
Agreed.
I don't know what that means.
It means if it has a good ending, everybody's fine.
Oh, it has a happy ending.
Yes,
yay!
You love happy
I
endings.
I do.
Nobody
those are
loves
the best.
That more than you.
Going back to Chrissy. What?
Sorry.
Huh?
What?
What's that now? Hey, did you know we have power trip tickets?
I did know that.
Marcy gave some away at noon. Heidi and Frank did at 9 this morning. That's going to happen again on Friday, and we do at 5. We're coming up with a way we're going to make you work for the tickets.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
Some sort of hoop we're going to make you be able to jump through to get all tickets. Tickets to all 3 nights. Which are available right now at powertrip.live, and it's all happening thanks to Golden Voice.
Give me 5.
Yeah, it is, I don't remember what it was. It's not the one thing we were talking about. We got to talk about, Alive. Songs
Alive.
With Alive in the title, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mandatory tipping.
Nope. Hashtag nope.
It's a thing.
Nope. Hashtag not a thing. Not going to go there.
There's a restaurant up near San Francisco.
Well, which will be closing soon.
That puts an 18%. Tip charge.
Who do they think they are?
On tables of one or more.
So ghosts can
eat
for free?
If you go by yourself, they will put that on there.
That's, you know, it all comes down to the service. And if they think they can just tip you ahead of time or make you tip,
I don't know. I think people won't like that.
No.
There's a new phone etiquette, thank God.
Okay.
Which I'm happy about.
Okay.
People are dumb.
That's true.
And we're going to talk to Michael Schneider from Variety.
About something pretty cool.
The writer's strike
that everybody's
ending.
Heard about, yes. Which is awesome.
Night.
Yeah, we get some details.
That is good news. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. He drinks alone by himself.
Sure, you know, it's a good thing to, well, not a good thing to do.
I mean, if you're drinking alone, it does make sense.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Let's talk about new cell phone etiquette, which I love.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of.
Yes.
This is from something called LA Insider.
All right. Ernestine Tomlin is on board, the operator.
Yep, sure. The rise of texting and messaging apps has led to a new phone call etiquette. Text first and never leave a voicemail.
Never leave a voicemail.
When was the last time you listened to an entire voicemail?
An entire one?
Yes.
Virtually never. Everyone I know, fortunately, for the most part, you know, doesn't. Every once in a while they will. And when they do, I don't. I don't listen to the whole thing.
Even if you know them well.
Yep.
Same.
Yep. So text first before you
even
call.
If you're going to call, text first.
Hear, hear.
Hey, I'm going to call you in a minute. Is that okay?
Yeah. And then if you just like blow it off, you ghost it, then
right.
They know not to call. And if they do call, they don't leave a message. I love this.
Don't leave a message.
Solid.
92% of respondents prefer to use text messaging.
Yes.
To communicate with friends and family compared to 42% who prefer making and receiving phone calls.
I mean, it is weird now that like, you know, if you really want to chat with some old friend, I mean, if you're going to FaceTime them or just call the old-fashioned way, you really do. Hey, what are you doing this Saturday, like a week from now?
You kind of make up you have to set a time for
it. You got a couple hours to sit around and babble about the, you know, and then you spend 22 minutes and you're like, okay, I got to go.
The other great thing about texting is you can multitask.
Yes.
Be doing something else.
Exactly. Driving a bus, driving a train.
There are situations where phone calls are essential. Emergency or whatever.
A lot of detail. Yeah.
But that's when they say, send a quick text and say, are you available?
Hey, do you mind chatting about this stupid nonsense for a little while right now that we need to get straightened out?
I'm so happy about this because I don't listen to people's messages.
Why
ever.
Would you? I can't. Yeah. And it's opposite of how I was when I was a kid. I got an answering machine super early.
Right.
Really early, and I saved all those messages. Like, I had friends from high school and whatever on there from back in the day. I saved them all. So
yeah, it's
the
opposite.
Not complete opposite now.
If my kids leave me a voicemail, I'll just text them, hey, what's up?
Well, I tried to tell you in the message, but...
Word to your refrigerator.
Oh, by the way, that's...
forgot about that.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice talking about your refrigerator.
Word to your refrigerator.
If you want to go to Power Trip in the 5 o'clock hour, listen for that.
Because Vanilla Ice is going to be in front of every band.
I don't believe he is.
No? Okay, it's good.
You get tickets to see Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden on Friday, AC/DC and Judas Priest on Saturday, and Metallica and Tool on Sunday.
So be listening for Vanilla Ice sometime between 5 and 6. Be caller 25 when you hear him and his nonsense, and you'll be going.
Play it one more time.
Okay, here it is.
word to your refrigerator.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Very happy to be joined by Michael Schneider from Variety. Hi, Michael.
Brother Mike.
Hey, am I caller 95.5? What I win?
A nice hard slap in the face.
Michael, we have talked a lot about the strike and what's going to happen and how long it's going to take.
And so if you guys at Variety, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, it has been nonstop. I was actually talking to one of my colleagues today, and she was like, I suddenly have a lot of time on my hands now.
Makes sense, yeah.
This really has dominated our lives for the past couple of months. Now, granted, SAG-AFTRA is still on strike, and so... production is still halted, and we're still waiting to see where things go from there. But this is a real good sign, and I think the town is really, you can feel the energy now. People are excited, and there does seem to be an end game now to getting people back to work and productions back in place.
Does the fact that they settled with the writers, did they do a lot of the legwork already for the actors?
It definitely helps because there's this momentum now. There's a bit of a template. I mean, the actors have some different challenges. They have some different issues that they need to address. But a lot of the issues are similar. The issues of AI, the issues of residuals from streaming, and how do you, and transparency of ratings that coming out of streaming and other issues like that. So at least there seems to be some guidelines.
What are some of the details that were hammered out on those specific issues?
Well, we're waiting to hear the actual specifics, but we are hearing that all of the issues that the WGA came in and wanted to have addressed were addressed. So that's a big win from the WGA for starters. One of the big things was staffing minimums for writers' rooms, and that was an issue that was addressed. AI was addressed. Residuals from streaming were addressed as well. So we'll find out more soon, but just the fact that they do feel comfortable that they got to a new place is the reason why you're seeing a lot of the WGA people really celebrating today.
It's like really the bottom floor, the ground floor of all future. I mean, streaming is certainly going to be the way it is. AI is certainly going to play a bigger role as time goes on. So these are all really important issues going forward.
Can the writers start working right away? Like who can start going back to work?
Or as soon as it's really out there and done.
Yeah, so the next step is they have to codify this and put it together in writing so that then the membership can actually vote on it. So they'll start to get some sort of guidelines from the WGA in the coming days when they can go back to work, when things get to a point where the strike may end. Technically, the strike is still going on. They're not picketing, though, and there is an end game. So once all that goes by the wayside, then writers can start showing up again in rooms. And so you'll start to see, especially with the talk shows, those will be the first that will get back on the air. So,
oh, is that right? Like Jimmy Kimmel Live, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
All the Jimmys, they'll all be back in a couple of weeks now is the sense that once things get ratified, then they can get back up within a week or so.
Nice.
There's only one Jimmy, by the way.
One Jimmy.
You said people were very happy in town. Do you know of any truly big parties that anybody threw? Any writers that had a bunch of friends over and celebrated? Yeah. Or did you hear anything?
I know there were a lot of people last night at different bars, including the Idle Hour in North Hollywood, and I think the Red Lion in Silver Lake, I heard, was a hot spot. But I think there are a lot of Writers Guild members that they're going to be partying all week.
Well, it's true. Actors can party, but writers can really party. That is a fact.
Exactly.
Well, that is good news, and here's to having SAG going quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then hopefully, once things get settled and production resumes, hopefully by maybe November, then by mid-season, by January, you'll have new episodes of your favorite shows back on the air.
Which means we need to have you in and talk about them all. What's coming up?
Yeah, there'll be plenty of TV to come. It ain't over yet.
Nice.
There you go. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I'm going to start rating high-speed chases. 10 out of 10 being perfect.
Today was a 7. I didn't do much maneuvering, so I wasn't really impressed.
Exactly. A Los Angeles man allegedly stole a golf cart Saturday night.
I saw that. That was one of the weirdest things ever.
Chase began around 9:30 after the suspect stole a golf cart with the word security written on it.
If you're going to steal one, it's got to have security.
Video footage of the pursuit showed the suspect, who was shirtless and barefoot, and he had his dog in his lap.
Oh, poor dog. He doesn't want to be on board with this nonsense. Let me out here.
Officers could be seen throwing multiple spike strips toward the golf cart.
You know, golf carts are really hard to derail.
During the chase, but the strips were unsuccessful.
Yeah,
he was
durable.
Able to...
Oh, really? Maneuver a golf cart.
Yep.
Wow,
never
that's
went
impressive.
Above, he never went above 18 miles per hour, which is about as fast as
yeah,
I can go.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. Was he actually on a freeway? It seemed
no.
like I saw... Oh, okay.
But he was still able to evade officers multiple times. They had him, like, closed in.
Right.
And he was able to weasel his way out.
Can they just reach in and grab him?
That's what I thought.
I mean, he's in a golf cart. Didn't have any doors or anything.
At one point, he could be seen driving into a parking lot and looping around the building. He was messing with him, basically. The officers brought the pursuit to an end just minutes later as he attempted to drive into another parking lot. He jumped out of the cart and ran mm-hmm. with his dog in his arms.
Carrying the dog.
Yep.
I see.
And the police got him down on the ground and arrested him.
What's the audio you have?
Driver jumped out of the golf cart while holding the dog.
Right.
Do I have? I forgot
yes.
I had audio.
Yeah. What do we got here?
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
We begin tonight with some bizarre breaking news. A pursuit like we've never quite seen. LAPD chasing.
Oh, you're going to have me guess.
I was going to have you guess, yeah.
Only because I had seen it, so yeah.
A golf cart.
Yeah.
Top speeds about 19 miles per hour. This started at an abandoned store in Sherman Oaks. The man allegedly stole a security guard's golf cart, and then with his dog in his lap, by the way, he led police officers from Van Nuys to Valley Village. At one point, circled a parking lot. It looked like officers had him, but then he got away. It finally ended in a parking lot on Laurel Canyon Boulevard where the suspect was arrested and the dog was taken to safety.
I hope the dog's name was Fred, like Smokey the Bandit. Hold on to your ass, Fred.
You are the only person who hopes that.
And remembers that the dog's name was Fred in Smokey the Bandit.
So I'm going to give this chase a 9 out of 10.
Really? Yeah.
Because it was creative.
Right.
The golf cart, I don't know that I've seen.
That's new.
Evading police officers.
Right. Has a dog.
Gotta
love a dog.
Sure.
That always helps.
But the 9 out of 10 because leave your dog at home.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's the one that
brings her down.
Don't
make the dog part of it.
Down to a 10, would that be the tank that someone stole in San Diego? Because that was pretty...
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That's hard to beat.
I'm just dying to go to a birthday party.
Well, I'll be damned. There's one coming up.
What?
Friday, November 10th. This is pretty cool. It's at the Hard Rock Cafe. On Hollywood Boulevard. There's going to be a band playing live there at the Hard Rock. Heidi and Frank are going to be hosting it because it's the Heidi and Frank birthday bash. Numero 11-o. You know, usually when
that
you go
to... That is how you say it in Spanish.
Yeah, exactly.
11-0.
Usually when you go to an 11-year-old's birthday party, it's not very fun.
Yeah, correct.
But this will be kind of cool. They got tickets for you every single morning, and it's happening November 10th, so you get some chances to win with them every single morning. It's powered by the Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialists, and the accident attorneys at SweetJames.com.
A restaurant in Northern California
yep.
is making the news because of their policy of adding a 18% gratuity on parties one or more. Parties of one or more. So if you go in by yourself, they'll add that gratuity.
Can you imagine the jackass sitting in this little office going, oh, parties of one or more.
Right.
You know what? If one person shows up, that's plenty.
What if it's a kid?
Yeah, the tip, make him tip. Make that little brat tip. That's crazy.
So I thought that we're going to listen to the news segment in a second, but I thought that we could talk to waiters and waitresses
mm-hmm.
and get their opinions on what we should do.
I mean, technically...
It seems outrageous to me.
Everybody should tip.
Agreed.
You should give a really good tip.
Agreed.
More than 18%.
Agreed.
But when you start forcing the issue, you're just pissing people off.
It's a very... long shot, there are bad waiters and waitresses.
Yeah, it's rare. I don't even remember the last
rare.
Time. I think it was, I'm going to say 94 last time
wow.
I actually got up and walked out and did not
did
give
you?
A tip. Yeah. And, you know,
yeah,
the shoe
often.
Was terrible. 1994. I don't remember not giving some sort of tip since then.
Listen to this.
Okay.
A South Bay restaurant's new policy is sparking outrage on Reddit. Pho Ha Noi, a Vietnamese restaurant, is charging 18% gratuity on every check. A recent diner posted a picture of their receipt showing the surcharge applies to parties of one or larger.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no. So that means ghosts are fine. You know, if you're a ghost and you go in, you're good.
That's true.
Not really there.
More than 5,000 infuriated Redditors responded saying they've heard of surcharges for large parties, but never this. What? Have they not been dining in the Bay Area? I feel like I've seen a lot of mandatory 18-20% tips on my dining receipts, and it's not for just large parties.
I've seen it.
I always thought that it was for
it always has been, and bigger that groups. Makes sense because, you know, if you have someone that's a jerk, you know, I mean, like a big group and they all suck.
I mean, it does seem like it's more work for a bigger party.
Sure.
So I think everybody pretty much expects that now.
And she's kind of saying, and I don't disagree, that of course in the Bay Area, you know, they're pretty uppity up there.
Sure.
I really love San Francisco, but they're very, very uppity in that town.
818-955-KLOS. Let's talk to waiters and waitresses.
Yeah, what do you think?
About an 18% gratuity on every check.
Would that help or would that hurt? Because then I think you're actually going to get less tips in the long run. Because I always do more than 18%.
Same.
But if it's forced, I'd probably just do that.
Yeah, same.
I don't think I would add more.
Same. What percentage of people tip and don't tip? Also answer that question.
Yeah. What have you found?
Because I would guess that most people tip, but...
I hope so. I mean, I can't stand it when I'm with somebody and they don't. And I always like... So I've gone back and thrown money on the table.
Yeah, same.
Because I'm like, you suck.
818-955-KLOS. You know what I need is new Stones music.
One of these days, I'm sure they'll crank something out. I'm always so happy when a band that I've always loved comes out with one that just fits right into their catalog.
Yes.
I mean, that just is going to slot right into all the Rolling Stones stuff over the years. That is angry on KLOS.
Let's talk about tipping. We did the story first that there's a restaurant in Northern California that puts a gratuity on every check.
They just started slapping 18% on them. Parties of one or more.
So we're asking waiters and waitresses or former waiters and waitresses to call 818-955-KLOS. You have a story?
Hi, this is Morgan. I wanted to weigh in on the tipping thing.
Yes, please.
I just think it's a cop-out because they don't want to pay us a higher hourly wage, so they want to put that cost onto the customer rather than taking it out of their own pocket.
That is exactly the first thing I thought. That is so uncool, and that sounds exactly right.
Yeah, it's just like cheap. They're just being cheap and putting it on everyone else. And yeah, I agree. I think we're going to get less tips in the long run. So,
how does that work when you start at a place? Do they tell you what, you know, I mean, how the tips work immediately? And have you ever decided, I'm not going to even take this job because of how the tip situation is?
Well, I mean, normally you split it with everybody, like
right.
The hostesses, you know, the best people. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty standard most places. Honestly, like, it's like kind of the same, I feel like.
Right.
But I don't know, because sometimes people, like, you know, leave great tips.
Right.
And, like, more than 15%. And I feel like this is going to discourage that.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I think so too. Yeah. So,
yeah. It's going to piss people off. But,
right on. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, for sure.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
your waiter, waitress?
I drive Uber, and I'd say after about 8 years of driving Uber, about 20 to 25% people tip.
Wow, that's all 20 to 25%?
That
seems low.
I've been doing this for over 8 years.
That is disheartening.
And I mean, I would imagine the drunk ones are even less likely to tip.
Oh, I throw them out the car.
On the freeway, going 100.
When they start gagging in the back
Of course.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
What about this 18% gratuity on every check?
Do you like it? Do you think it's going to work? Is it going to hurt your job? What do you wear to bed?
Now. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
Talked about the Tax Relief Advocates. Monday Night Football again. We have two tilts. First, a battle of undefeateds as the Eagles are at Raymond James in Tampa to face the Buccaneers. Then at 5:15, 1-1 Rams are in action in Cincinnati against the winless Bengals, who come in as 3-point favorites. As for the baseball schedule, Dodgers are resting up for a doubleheader tomorrow in Denver, and the Angels underway in Anaheim at the Big A, 6:38 against the Rangers. Patrick Sandoval on the mound. I'm Pete Fox at Sports on Tap on 95.5.
We're talking about a restaurant in Northern California where they're putting an 18% gratuity. They're adding that to every single check. You don't have a choice.
Well, no, just parties of one or more.
Correct, yes.
That's what they say.
That is their policy.
So lame.
What do you think?
I'm a limousine driver, and our company takes the gratuity out whenever they bill everybody. But the trouble with that is we get taxed on that gratuity, where if they pay us a cash tip...
Under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I disagree with the company controlling all the money.
Totally.
In that aspect.
100%. Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I'm just wondering if the waitresses are really going to get that many that they're charging.
So So you think the restaurant is not going to give the waiter or waitress that 18%?
I don't think so.
I bet you're right.
I think they're screwing in the waitresses, and I don't think they're going to get that money.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Dude, I'm a delivery guy. I've been doing it for... Well, I have over 10,000 deliveries, and I got to tell you, I've only gotten, like, cash tips, maybe about 20 of them.
I don't understand that.
Is that right?
That's
wow.
That's nuts. I mean, I'm always, well, we guess we're in the
minority. Yeah.
Because I always, yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. All right.
Why are people like that? That's crazy. Come on, you cheap bastards.
Come on, you cheap bastards.
it's even worse when they can change the tip afterwards up to... 1 or 2 hours later, they can take it away altogether.
Really?
Wow.
That's some BS.
On top of that, people will report stuff missing, so I got to take a photo every time I drop stuff off just to prove I did.
And what's your percentage of it was actually there and they're lying?
100%.
People can
suck.
Does
not surprise me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Right on.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for checking in, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about tipping.
You know what my beef is, what my problem is that I go out and I tip, and I let them know right off the get-go that I'm going to go ahead and tip them their 20 or 30%, 30% sometimes.
Right. Sure.
Depending on how good the service
is. Yeah.
And then I tell them, but don't add the fee. Don't add a charge, because it isn't just that restaurant. They're doing it all over SoCal right
Yeah,
now.
They are. You're right.
And I'm not gonna name the restaurant that did it over here at Riverside. But I'm telling you, I've been there before. And then, sure enough, I tell them, I always tip it cash, too, because, you know, I feel like I don't want the government to be involved in it.
Yeah.
So I give them a good tip, like 30%. I always tip good because, you know, I know those people need the money.
So when they go ahead and add that 18% or whatever, do you not give the full 30?
So this just happened a couple weeks ago. I refused to pay the 18% after I tipped the girl $35 tip on a $60 meal.
Wow.
And I said, I'm not going to pay the 18% charge that you guys brought up. And I paid cash and I walked out.
Ha! Yeah, cash is the way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, minus the 18%. Yeah. Here's the 30% tip for the worker, because I'm not here to pay the restaurant
right.
or the management.
This is what they're setting up. This is what they're doing by slapping that on. This is what this is ridiculous.
You do good work.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
What about tipping? What about being forced to tip 18%? Time for one last call on tipping. KLOS, hello.
This is what I do. Like, even in a hotel, if I do room service or something, and I want to charge the food to the room,
right?
I will put the total for what the actual charge is. And with the tip, I put a big zero there, and then I put the actual total on there. And then I hand cash to the worker.
That is exactly what I do, 100%.
Yeah, man. And I think a lot of people are so dependent on their plastic anymore.
Yep.
That's why they put the tip on the plastic.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. And they're always very happy when they get the cash. It's always it's nice actually. Like
their eyes light up. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Cool. So.
It's nice. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
All right.
Alive. It's alive.
Alive is the theme for our Give Me Five songs with alive in the title.
It's a mere 10 minutes from now, so if you can think of anything with alive in the title, 818-955-KLOS, or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Give me five.
Sing it, baby. Sing it. Yeah, go for the gold. Yeah.
Five songs in a row.
How does he do it?
Make this one good.
Yeah.
It's alive.
It's alive. Alive.
Alive is the topic for our Gimme Five. The title of the song needs to have alive in it.
You know, there's a surprising number of songs that have the word alive in the title. Kind of
surprising.
Yeah. We've already got a few requests. If you've got anything in mind, 818-955-KLOS.
Or on Twitter at Kevin and Slug.
Ralph Garman's personal favorite song. I remember hearing him talk about that a lot. He loved that song.
He did. He
loves
really
everything.
Worshipped
about it.
Yeah. We're doing Gimme Five songs with alive in the title. KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is an easy one. How about Staying Alive?
Oh, man. I don't know if that's easy, because, whoa.
Well, if you don't want to play the Bee Gees version, you could always play the Foo Fighters version.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you still want Alive?
Yeah, songs with the word alive in the title. What do you got?
Don't Take Me Alive, Steely Dan.
Give Me Five, it's Alive. Songs with the word alive in the title. Alive and Kicking. Simple Minds is who that is. You know, those guys have new music out.
I did not.
There is a song that is my favorite song of this year that they put out. It's one called First You Jump. which is amazing. Like 40 years on, that those guys, it's a kind of pop. It's a very soft little song, but very alternative. Good stuff, and I'm loving it.
That was for Kent Hollenbeck and Heidi Grijalva and Scott Hutchinson.
Yeah, songs that have a live in it?
Yeah. What do you got?
How about old ones, Dead or Alive from Journey?
Wow. Yeah, right on.
I don't know if you can dig that one up or not, but I was just thinking about it.
If it's lying around in here in the sub-basement down with the shackled prisoners, we'll get it on for you.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Right on, man. Thanks. Oh, and here it is. Los Angeles' own Dirty Effin' Honey, as they call themselves, just opened for Guns N' Roses in Mississippi, and now they're about to kick off the Can't Find the Brakes tour on the 18th of October. That is Dirty Honey Won't Take Me Alive.
It's Give Me Five Songs with Alive in the title. That was for Kirk, Dirty Honey.
Well done, sir.
And Brian wanted to hear Love Is Alive by Gary Wright.
Very well done, sir.
R.I.P.
Love that song.
Word to your refrigerator.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Bling. I don't love this story.
No?
I'm not down with it.
Really?
It needs to be brought to the people. But I don't love it.
It's so, I mean, usually we love the dumb people we find.
We laugh at them.
We're big fans of them. Right. Everything they do is brilliant and amazing.
It makes us feel a lot better.
But you don't like this one.
No.
Okay.
Now, there's a woman who dropped her Apple Watch down an outhouse.
Oh, an outhouse.
Here's the news report.
Oh. The woman, she was at a boat launch in Michigan and had to be rescued after going down the toilet to fetch her Apple Watch.
Wait a minute, she went in?
Yeah.
She went in.
She dropped her Apple Watch and then said,
splash.
Oh, I need that. And went in on purpose.
No.
Yeah.
Did she have a nose?
The good news is that she found it. The downside, though, she got stuck literally down in the dumps. Fortunately, somebody heard her calls for help.
Down in the dumps.
Imagine you go down in there.
No.
You get stuck. You find your watch.
Right.
Oh. And you can't get out.
You're standing waist high.
Yes.
But you have the watch. Then you're stuck.
Now you're yelling, help.
Nope.
Rescue crews had to remove the toilet and hoist her out.
Rescue crews should have just left her there.
Right?
Let her melt or whatever.
Really sorry about what happened there.
No doubt a foul experience.
Oh. Shut up,
everyone. Okay, so this makes me wonder, is there any item you guys have that would be worth that retrieval to you?
Oh, no, that's a good question. Really? There's nothing?
Uh-uh.
What about your wedding ring?
Nope.
What about
get another one?
What about something your grandma had given you on her deathbed?
I mean, that hasn't happened, so I'm going to say no on that.
What about your passport? Are you going to leave your passport in the Esser?
I don't think there's any way
really?
I go down there.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't go down there.
You?
No, I would find a long pole and fish whatever it is out, maybe, if I had to.
Yeah, you'd stand there for 24 hours straight before you go down.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, God. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A woman lost her watch in a porta potty and climbed in after it.
And what do you know? Got stuck. Had to be dragged out. I mean, there's not enough perfume on the planet.
I mean, honestly, I would just go, you know what? You made your choice.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Yeah, exactly. Bye, phone.
Talked about a slow speed chase in a golf cart. It was quite entertaining.
If I ever decide to steal a vehicle and run from the cops, I've decided it's a golf cart.
Will you please?
That's what I'm going to do.
And tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank, the name game comes back.
All right. I'm ready to play, except I can't. I'll be disqualified. I need to go home and pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
What's up?
Peace.
What's
up? Uh-oh, Kevin's going for a record. Everyone sit down. Have a chair. Gonna go. Wow, that's pretty impressive. It's turning red. Oh, here we go.
I wasn't prepared. Okay, sorry.
That's still impressive.
Sorry, what?
Hey, first, I want to thank you guys, man. You guys make afternoons so much better in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Nice. Thanks, man. Thanks even with that kind of nonsense right there.
Even in spite of that, what's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Isaac.
Isaac, white telephonist now. KLOS.
I'm calling for the tickets for the 3-day event.
You got tickets for the 3-day event. Well done.
Well, it's funny because everybody listens for all the money and all this other stuff. And
you're calling for power trip.
Hell yeah.
You got tickets for night one, Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden. Night two, AC/DC and Judas Priest. And night three, Metallica and Tool.
Hell yeah, my birthday too, brother.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Very cool. Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever won anything because you heard Vanilla Ice say something on the radio before?
Word to your refrigerator.
Yeah, I don't know why he's asking about his refrigerator, but whatever.
Finally, he pays off.
Whatever, indeed.
Right on, man. Well, congratulations. If you're not this gentleman, you can buy your tickets now at powertrip.live. But congratulations.
Well done, Isaac.
Thank you.
Newcomer country singer Dolly Parton made her first TV appearance on the Porter Wagoner Show on this day in rock in 1967. Replacing Chad Channing, Dave Grohl became the fifth and final drummer for Nirvana on this day in rock in 1990. It was the last stop on the 40th anniversary tour for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on this day in rock in 2017 at the Hollywood Bowl, and it was their last concert.